Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Baumgartner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bucca. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trux, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth moves to third. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Wertz moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Wertz scores. There goes Elliott trying to get to home. Sullivan throws the ball in to Keene, who relays the ball to Bucca, who tags Elliott, who came all the way from first, for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Dyke goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Browns. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a fly ball towards left. Sullivan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sullivan. Wirtz scores. Moss moves to second. It's 6-0, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. Two outs. John Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumgartner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bucca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hunter moves to second. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunter moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunter scores. It's 7-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Bucca and he is safe. Groth steals second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to third. Dyke moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young scores. Dyke moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 9-0, Browns. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Hal Erickson now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Del Singh. Moss reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing throws the ball into friend who tags Hunter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moss scores. One out. It's 10-0, Browns. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Baumgartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumgartner is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumgartner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bucca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bucca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.